Welcome to Vineyard Community's 2019 Trans-Siberian Tribute.
Thank you.
every one of us has a story to tell. The one I'm about ready to tell you may be very familiar to some of you in this room. Before we enter this journey, let me remind you that there isn't anything we can do to keep God's unfailing love from chasing after us. Let's go back to a time when a young man who had it all thought he could find purpose in life by doing it his way. You see, our friend grew up in a very well-to-do home. He had everything he needed, and then some. The problem with this, as many of you might know, is that he didn't know how good he actually had it. Well, as the story goes, one day our friend asked his father for all of his inheritance so he can go out into the world and prove that he can make it on his own.
Life
is good for our friend. So good that he doesn't seem to need to worry about earning a living. The holidays are in full swing, and our friend is by no means shy about celebrating with all those around him. After all, remember, he has everything he needs, and then some. Friends, money, and good times. What else in there in life? Especially when he feels good about being the one who can keep the cheer flowing. Life is good. Or is it? I'm sure, as many of you know, the party doesn't last forever. And I believe that is what our friend is finding out. Who he once thought were his friends in the big city are nowhere to be found. And he's left alone, wondering what to do next. While our friend is fooling himself, thinking, this isn't really that bad. He can't help but think about the times when life was simple, a time when innocence was abundant, and he knew who his true friends were.
Another night in New York City. Snow comes down, looks real pretty. Don't know how, but suddenly there you are. Jelly Roll Morton playing for the bar. Inside here, the lights are low. Each song has its own glow. As he floats them through that smoky air, you can't believe that he is really there. How old is it? Can I say? Electric Blues. Just another night in New York City. The snow comes down, looks real pretty. You can't believe, but somehow there you are. You talk to strangers sitting across the bar. Suddenly, all are laughing. It's always crafting, building bridges nearly everywhere. If it hits a wall, it just builds and stairs. Outside colors, lights they bleed, snow is white. Color neat, as it just comes down like your salvation. It offers all its amnesty. It makes your neighbors differently. By the light of that fir tree, fighting blues. I got a drop dead simple childhood view salvation. Perhaps that's how it was always meant to be. Well, the more I add up all this information, all comes down in the end to you and me. So you look around till you find a phone. You call your mom and everyone at home. The bar looks on and they start to cheer. As you talk to friends you haven't seen in years, the snow comes down and the children pray. They pray to God it never goes away. A childhood prayer should never be denied. The night goes on till it's carolized, 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 carolized. On that tree the lights are done, colors here all down the one. I guess it kind of fits the situation. Electric Blues.
My friends, life can be tough, and what we think is our security could cost us eternal life with our Heavenly Father. Our friend has hit rock bottom. Money is gone. Friends can no longer be found. No place to keep warm at night, and no food to eat. He finds himself in a place he thought he'd never be, doing things he thought he'd never do. In the midst of his despair, God is in heaven, watching these events unfold. Not everyone knows this, but God loves people so much that he's willing to go to great lengths in order for us to get to know him. For this particular situation, God sent a stranger to bring his word to our friend.
Thank you.
finds peace reading a Bible that has been given to him, along with the warm clothes, I might add. He begins to experience God's unfailing love. Suddenly, as if directed by the hand of God himself, our friend begins to read a story in the Gospel of Luke, 15th chapter, 11th through 32nd verses. This is a story Jesus told of a man who left his family to experience life on his own. The man in the story partied all his money away until he was left homeless and begging for food. My goodness, our friend thought, this is me. It was at that very moment he felt as Jesus himself had reached down from heaven and created in him a new heart. You see, friends, the greatest thing about our Father in heaven is that he is relentless in his pursuit of us. Even in our darkest hour, God wants to be the light that changes our world.
Thank you.
How wondrous it is when we allow God's voice to speak to us. When we respond to his voice, our lives will forever be changed. Our friend in the story is about to experience the unconditional love of his father when he returns home. You see, when Jesus told this story 2,000 years ago, he was speaking of the unconditional love our Father in heaven has for every person on this earth, no matter where they are or what they have done in life. Emotions, can't they? They have a way of bringing people together or keeping some in isolation. They have a way of creating memories or bringing to surface those we wish would fade away. And for some, like our friend in the story, a second chance at life is granted. Let me leave you with this. Jesus loves us in a way that we can't even comprehend. He wants nothing but to experience life with us and to be the one to carry the weight of our burdens. When we make a choice to trust him, we will see how much of a provider he can be for us. This Christmas season, won't you put your trust in him?
Oh,
here. So thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, listen, I just want to take a couple minutes just to share a few things with you. You know, this story that was told during the show here was a modern day version of a story that Jesus told 2,000 years ago. You see, Jesus came to this earth as the Son of God to demonstrate God's love for mankind. Jesus came to this earth to share with people the love that God had for them. And when he walked the earth and when he went around and teaching the things of God, he taught about God's character, God's unconditional love, God's forgiveness. But he was also a bit of a storyteller. He told stories similar to this one right here. This story was about a young man that thought he knew better, wanted to have his entire inheritance given to him by his father, and he ran off in life to do what he thought best. I know many of us here in this room can relate to that. I myself can relate to that. And then what happened in the story was the man found out that he couldn't do it on his own. And in the story, Jesus says that the man fell into such a dark place that all that was left for him was to find a job. And the only job that he had was feeding swine. He was feeding pigs. And in the story, the man says to himself, if only I could eat some of this food that I'm feeding these pigs, I could fill my belly. And the Bible says no one gave him anything. He had nothing. So he said to himself, what do I do? I don't have anything else to do. I don't have anywhere else to go except for returning home. Because in my father's house there are workers and there are servants and they have food and bread in excess. If I go back to my father, I wonder if he'll welcome me. Well, you see, in the story, the father of the young man represents God. And that's the point that Jesus was trying to make. When the young man comes home, the father sees him off into a distance. The Bible says he runs to go greet him. He welcomes his son home. He welcomes him. He didn't ask any questions. He didn't scold him. He said, come on. He cleaned him up. You know what he did? Bible says he had the biggest barbecue that country had ever seen. He said, bring the fatted calf. Bring me the best meats. My son has returned home. We're going to have a party. It's time to celebrate. The point that Jesus was trying to make is that is how God sees us. Sometimes we find ourselves in dark places in life. Sometimes we just made a series of bad decisions. Sometimes we didn't even ask for the situation that we're in, but here we are. And all the while, God is watching it take place. And he's saying, son, I want to help you. Daughter, I want to help you. But the most fantastic thing about God is he gave us free will. It is our choice to ask for God's help or not. And if we do, if we say, Jesus, I need your help. I want to put my trust in you. Please help me. You will receive the love that the young man in the story received. Jesus will say, welcome home. I love you. I don't care about the past. I only care about the future. We can deal with the past. Sure, there's consequences for our decisions. But God wants to see us succeed in life. After all, he created each and every one of us. See, when Jesus traveled from town to town, he became so well known that people came from all over to listen to him, to listen to his stories. And it was well known that he was crushing oppression, breaking off bondages, bringing freedom instead of condemnation to people. And he healed the sick, and he set people free from the messes that they found themselves in. One of my favorite passages is where it says Jesus was in this one town. He looks out on the crowds, and it says he had compassion on them because they were weary and scattered like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is described as a shepherd. What did he see that weary and scattered? Many other adjectives are confused, lost, helpless, scattered, weary, like sheep without a shepherd. You see, a flock of sheep is the livelihood to a shepherd. So a shepherd would never abuse his flock. The shepherd would take care of his flock. If one strays from the flock, he's going to go get it and bring it back into the fold. He's going to protect that flock. He's going to guard that flock. He's going to feed that flock. He's going to make sure that his flock is well taken care of. And if Jesus is described as a shepherd, how much so will he take care of us if we put our trust in him? That's what he's saying. What did he see when he saw people were weary and scattered? Were they tired looking? Did they have a sad look on their face? Maybe. Maybe they were going through life and nothing was wrong at all. I'll tell you what I think he saw. I think he saw past the exterior and saw into the spiritual condition of the people. Because whether we realize it or not, we need a shepherd. Prophets foretold of this coming Messiah thousands of years before Jesus was born, before he came to this earth, of a Messiah who would break bondages and crush oppression, a Savior that would bring freedom and not condemnation. Set the people free, it says. Set the captives free. Who's captive? Well, we are spiritually. If we're not putting our trust in our Savior, if we don't have a shepherd. You know, even on my worst day, I am so glad that I have Jesus to see me through than to do it myself. Believe me, I tried to do it myself. I was this young man in the story. And I remember one day, over 20 years ago, I was reading the Bible, and it was a quote that Jesus said. And he says this, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, for I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and I will give you rest for your souls." I said, man, I'm tired of living this life. I'm tired of doing it on my own. I'm tired of the addictions. I'm tired of the struggles. I'm tired of the fight. I need this kind of rest. And you see, a yoke, If you look at the old school pictures of when farmers would plow the fields and there's that wood bar that's over two oxen, that's a yoke. You see, one ox by himself can't plow a field all day long. He's going to get tired. But two ox yoked together with that wood across them, they can plow all day long. And that is what Jesus is saying. If you team up with me, if you allow me to put my yoke upon you, we can get through anything. And you know what? I've had struggles. I've had tough times. And I got a shepherd who will help me through them. Amen? And so, you know, we're heading into the Christmas season. Well, we're there, right? It's 10 days away. We live in America. Our biggest stressful time in life for most of us is right now. The countdown, 10 days. My wife and daughter were going to go shopping yesterday, and they sent me pictures. They said, it's not going to happen. There was lines outside these stores. And I was at home shopping online, and I was like, well, that's, I'll see you in a little bit. But in a few minutes, I want to offer you the greatest gift you could ever receive. You'll never find it under a Christmas tree. You'll never find it wrapped in a box or in an envelope. It's the gift of a shepherd, a savior, our creator. And so what I want to do is I want to do something just a little bit different here this evening. I know that there's some people in this room tonight that in this past year, 2019, you put your trust in Jesus. Maybe it's been the best year ever. Maybe you made that decision and it's been a little tougher than you thought, but you're sticking to it. But I'm going to ask you here in just a minute to come up front, because what I want to do is I want to pray a blessing over you. I want to bless the trust that you've put in Jesus. And I believe that Jesus wants to bless that. I believe Jesus wants to help you go through this holiday season as peaceful as you've never gone through a holiday season before. And I believe that Jesus wants to see you into the new year like you've never entered a new year before. Not only is this a new year, it's a new decade. And I really think that that's significant. And then there's another group of people that I would like to ask to come up front at the same time. Maybe you're sitting here and you're like, I could use that peace. Man, my soul is weary. It's tired. I bought into that passage. Jesus said, I will give you rest for your souls. My life has never been the same. It has been one great adventure after another. So I want to offer you that same gift this evening. So if you're here and this past year you've put your trust in Jesus, you've been water baptized, I would like to just pray a blessing over you. So if you could you come up on this side of the steps up here? Come on up here this evening. If anybody is here and you've put your trust in Jesus this past year, I want to pray a blessing over you. Anybody here? It takes courage, I know, but I firmly believe in the public declaration. I believe that God honors that. Yeah, amen. Come on up over here on this side here. Amen. Thank you. I know it takes courage. I know it does. Amen.
Receive the King. coming out this evening, and the band's going to be out by the cafe if you want to talk to any of them or just hang out and enjoy the rest of the evening. And listen, if you don't have a home church, we meet here at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd love to see you here. So Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming out, and good evening.